views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
It feels really good to be here with you today after what we experienced yesterday here in my area. I am filled with a lot of gratitude. I have a bit of a lot to share with you today. It's absolutely mind-blowing what's coming through for all of us. And so I have quite a bit to share with you today. But before I start, I want to send a big shout out and love and support and prayers to all those in my area that went through the very dangerous storms yesterday. We did have some people that were killed in it. I think 4 total, and Virginia is in a state of emergency. So I am sending a lot of love and prayer out to you. Those storms were pretty rough. We had quite a few tornadoes, and I literally where I live, we got by the skin of our teeth, and I'm okay. We have some damage to fix on the outside of our house, but it's very minor compared to what some people in the area went through. So I'm really with you. My heart is with you, and I'm sending a lot of love and angels and some compassion to that area. So with that said, this whole last couple of weeks, March is interesting. March has some energy into it that's just really revving up that, you know, you can't predict. This is part two. Bear with me. It's been a bit of a hectic time since last night. It's a very busy month of a very take action month. So I went deep, and it started last week, and it was a little early for the March angel messages. And then they said, that's because we're going to use 2 weeks. I was like, okay, we got a lot going on. And then yesterday we had all of that. Well, I've had just phenomenal experiences myself that I want to share, because many of you may be experiencing some of this. So like anytime during the show, if you have a question or you want to call in because you've been experiencing something and you have a question about it, please feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Now, Michael has really been at the helm for March. He's been very strong, almost like Aries energy, just very, very upfront. This is what we need to do. And a couple of weeks ago, for the last few weeks, actually, I was, and I've been going through this, and I know all of you are, some of the physical symptoms of this energy that's been coming in, and you've been feeling shifts and changes. You know, in our logic minds try to find, okay, it's this or that, and okay, but there's always some kind of energetic cause behind it. And that's why I'm all about energy healing. Well, I wasn't sleeping. I just was not sleeping at all. I was very active at night, very busy. I could feel something revving up. The high frequencies that I'm hearing now are new and different from what I heard before. There's nothing wrong with my ears. I know that. And I'm hearing them change and shift. I'm seeing the symbol. I mean, you name it, it's happening. It almost overwhelming. It can be overwhelming if you're not used to that, if some of this is happening to you. Another big one that will possibly come through that you may feel is a bit of a melancholy feeling. And I want to let you know, I even felt it. I'm like, well, what's with this? You know, because I'm very all about, like, okay, if I feel down, let me get proactive and let's lift that mood. The melancholy is more of an awakening and an awareness inside that it's changing permanently. You know, so sometimes we feel like, oh, I might miss that. It's a sense of missing something. Now, we had the full moon come in a couple of days ago on February 22nd, and that brought with it. Now, every full moon, we have the opportunity of releasing so we can make room for new. This one, it was, please take this one and do your clearing. I mean, you may find yourself wanting to clear out things you never thought you'd want to. You may find that you have to just clear out all of your spiritual books and start afresh. I want to tell you, listen to that. Listen to what is right for you. Now, I've been feeling that I need to pull inward more because I need to make sure that I'm hearing Spirit the way Spirit wants to guide me. So I'm being true to myself, and whatever messages I deliver, I'm delivering true to you. It's not about what everybody else is thinking or saying. I say to you, including anything that I share, take what is resonating for you, leave the rest behind, and go and find your own research and homework. What I'm seeing with this energy is it's really forcing, well, I don't like to use the word force, but it feels like it. So let me use it. It feels like we're being pushed. And it's a pushing to align with who you are. You can't sideline it. You can't avoid it. You can't be polite about it. You just need to be you, and you need to be real. It'll feel very, very strong with that. I had, in a week's time, no kidding. Now, everybody that has listened to my show for the last 6 years, you know I have a tendency when my energy is charged, I can mess up some computers and some circuitry. And you, yep. And I learned back in the day, okay, you know that you can process this. And I want all the healers and light workers or people that work with energy to listen up. So you may be experiencing this or you might. I know that, you know, you have to keep that cleared. You know, you're just a conduit. It's passing in and through. You know, you're absorbing, especially if you're that type of healer where you are absorbing an experience in others' pain or energy. We process, we pull it, it moves through us. We don't keep it. You don't want to keep it. Well, we've moved up, whether you realize it or not. It's not that we are moving up. We have moved to a new frequency. Earth has done that. It's in another frequency now. And we have to catch up to it. I know. And I thought that's making more sense now. And we have to calibrate to what we're living in now. So we've been saying you're calibrating, you're seeing the frequencies, blah, blah, blah. I use the word frequency because it makes the most sense when you're talking about energy. And this is all about the Spirit leading the way, your higher self leading the way. No, it's not going to make any sense logically. It's not. It doesn't mean you throw your common sense out the window, but you need to start listening to it. And so this energy was charging up, and I've been working and busy doing a lot with other people and helping, you know, and I know that my normal routine was clearing it off. Well, not so much. You may find that you need to tweak that. So I had to tweak mine because I had such a charge. Within 24 hours, I fried the computer board in our refrigerator. So we have no ice now until we can get that fixed. The flat screen television in our living room, that computer board completely fried, had to be replaced, and the HDMI cord. And I have a new desktop that's probably going to get delivered right in the middle of the show if we hear all that noise happening. But everything within 24 hours, just boom. But guess what? After going days, a few weeks without sleeping, feeling the restlessness, feeling the charge and the momentum building up, not realizing it because I'm in a new frequency too. We're learning as we're sharing with you that charge was released, and I've been sleeping great ever since. But we've had a lot of repairs to do here. So I am going to leave you with that thought. So if you are experiencing things like this, I wanted to let you know I'm in there with you. We're going to take a short break. We're talking about the angel guidance to help shine light on March 2016. And I'm going to be giving you some few tips, some messages from Archangel Michael that will help you with the energies that are really revving up for us to take action. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival April 4th through the 7th is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at lucidityfestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming
transmissions. 1230 WBLQ.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And we are in part two of Angel Guidance for the month of March 2016. A lot of things have been revving up. February was about an emotional decluttering. It was a lot about that. It's been bringing up about the relationships. It just was coincidental. It happened to be in the Valentine holiday month. It's just the way it lined up. Really, that's a holiday. But our relationships are important right now, who we are lining up with when we're moving forward. So, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, we had the full moon on the 22nd, like I said earlier, and that's an opportunity to release and declutter, whether it's emotional, physical, whatever. You need to clean out the closet. You need to clean out the relationship, whatever needs to happen. Your emotions, your mindset, you know, your perspective on things, whatever it might be. Now, we're a few days past that now. We're 3 days past it. So as you move away from that full moon, it starts to fade a bit. That just means you can still release at any time. You don't have to wait for a full moon. It's just easier because you can use the energy of that like an amp that revs it up and helps you. So don't stop just because, oh, I missed it. I'm not going to let anybody get away with that one, okay? We're getting here. And this is coming from Michael because Michael's saying, don't call them out on that. They need to hear this. So he's very, you know, say it like this. So that's what I'm doing. And he has me like, whoa, okay, let's do this. So whatever needs to go away, it's very important right now. It is. We say this a lot, but don't hold on to something you know needs to go away. You got to find a way to let it go. You got to find a way to move on, keep walking, walk away. It's time. That is a taking action for the betterment of you to help your frequency rise because it's trying to lift you and clear it so you're lighter. Think of it like a balloon and you're taking all the bricks that are tied to it off. And the more that you release what needs to go away, the lighter you feel. Think of it that way. It's a good analogy for this. Now, it starts to make sense when it's, you know, this is the kind of year that's really trying to take us deeper inside. So it's like going deeper within your own personal closet. So you're clearing out a lot of stuff, okay? Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. So you need to release as you go. So I mentioned about the feeling of melancholy. That is just an awareness that you know big changes are coming, okay? Now, we want to keep a check on depression. Now, a mild form of that is a very normal human reaction. It gets this, you know, everybody thinks it's this big thing. Now, I'm not saying about the extreme cases. If you can't bring yourself back out of it, that's different. Get some help. Don't twist my words here. Know that melancholy you will feel because things feel different. Maybe you're sleeping more. Maybe you feel more tired a lot right now. Maybe you're feeling vibrations. Another new one, like for example, if you have something brand new happening, now this is two different things I want to share. If you have something brand new physically happening, like say you've got like stinging or burning on a part of your body, or you have something different and you know there's nothing medically going on. Pay attention to the location on your body because that's a message. That's a message as to what spirit's trying to tell you. For example, if you have pain in the neck all of a sudden, and you know that you're okay, nothing physically or medically wrong. I always want to make sure I say that. I don't want you guys to ignore something that's really there now. But, you know, and the thing is, there's an energy behind all of that as well. But I'm not trying to go into that right now. If you have something new and different that's not making much sense, like maybe you're having a lot more pressure in the sinuses, or you hear that ringing and you know that you're okay, pay attention to what part of the body, because that would be like fifth, sixth, fourth chakra. Go back to your fundamentals about your chakras, 1 through 7. That's your main ones. Okay, we have more. It gets more extensive than that, but it can start to give you a guide. It's like a schematic, okay? All right, this is more of a fifth chakra issue. I need to look at that. You're clearing out some energy that's trying to bust through and raise right through that area, and it's probably like an obstacle in the way, like a denser energy that's needing releasing. So you're not going to know everything about the current energy coming through. It's just going to be a lot of different things coming on. You know, you may find that your mind is starting to think differently about things. Maybe you're becoming more clear, or these aha moments are coming in. Pay attention to those. Jot them down if you need to so you don't forget. And the current energy is going to have you, here's a good one. It's going to have you questioning everything if you're not already. I mean, if you just read the headlines in a newspaper, you can see that everybody's questioning everything. Oh, yeah, that's going to be going on for a little bit, because we need to. We need to reevaluate everything we've been doing. We need to reevaluate personally. We need to reevaluate as a group, as, you know, a government. We just need to reevaluate all this and go, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way here. We need to improve on it. If we keep repeating the same thing over and over, we're going to have the same results, as Einstein says. You know, he made so much sense so many times. Keep trying to go at it the same way, you're going to get the same result. So you got to do it differently. This year is about finding and discovering those different ways. Now, here's the other part of it. I have asked support from the angels, especially. I was feeling so many things, like I was sharing you with all the energy that and frying all the computers and stuff. I knew that I had to up my game. I knew that, okay, I have to recalibrate. I'm feeling it too. And you have to stop and you have to listen. You have to go, okay, what are you showing me? And then tune in. So I have been spending a lot of time for my own personal, you know, like which way to go. But then when I do that, I'm getting all this information to share with you as well. If you are a healer, empathic healer, you work with energy, you'll understand what I'm saying. Or if you've experienced it, I mean, you are feeling and experiencing energy, and we feel and experience energy with people every day. Every person that you have interaction with, you are exchanging energy. You just are. That's what we do. And, you know, you're learning and fine-tuning this right now. So, you know, things may feel a little amok. They might feel like they're just not bouncing off someone the way they used to, or why is it causing all of this frenzy? And I want to share with you that Michael said, do not let fear stand in the way of you changing something. Don't be afraid of reactions. Don't be afraid of missing it. That's what he said. That was a big one. He says, they're so afraid they're going to miss it if they let it go. They're so afraid they're going to miss it. And I said, well, help me understand that so I can share that with them. And he said, they love what they have. In some cases, you're loving what you have to let go of. And in letting go of it, you are showing an act of unconditional love that is of a higher frequency. I'm not saying go and ruin everything. You know who I'm talking to if this is resonating with you. This won't be for everybody. And some of it would be very toxic things you need to let go of. But in some cases, we're needing to let go of something we're afraid we're going to miss. I went, oh my gosh. Wow. You know? And that's a big one. That kind of is an emotional thing. So he's asking you to, you know, make sure that you're asking for that help and support from the divine to show you that Don't be afraid. If you know that is something that you need to change up, it might be that you just love your job and you got to let it go and go do something else. This doesn't have to be scary or a person. It doesn't even mean that somebody's dying. It could, but it could not be that. You know if this is resonating with you. Okay, so I want to leave you with that thought for a moment while we take a break. And when we come back, he also gave me some information on a beautiful crystal that would be very helpful during this time that I'm going to share with you and all the attributes about it. So we are going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about angel guidance for the upcoming month of March 2016. This is part two because they had a little bit more to share with us because March is a big take action month. We will be right back after the break.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't. We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We are working with Angel Guidance for the month of March 2016. We have a lot ramping up. And we're going to take a caller in just one moment, but quickly, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that later in the show. But I want you to start to research the crystal jade, J-A-D-E, jade. I mean, everybody's heard of jade before. Jade actually comes in several different colors, but it's a wonderful stone to carry with you right now. If you work with crystals or you enjoy crystals, I love them. This is one that I don't always use all the time, and it was brought to my attention, and I was so thankful. I said, thank you so much to the angels for this one, because this one is covering all the bases for the things we're experiencing right now. It can stabilize the personality. It can help you and promote self-sufficiency as we're turning inward and trusting our own self. It has it can protect you. It can increase the love and work with the heart chakra, but also protect you from things that are negative. It can encourage you to become who you really are. Oh my gosh, that one really was the one that stuck out the most, because that's one of the main key points of today. So I ask you to look into the stone or the crystal jade, because and you may want to dig into all the different colors of them. It's not just green. There's a blue, there's lavender, there's orange, red, white, yellow. And go with the one that would resonate the most to support you with how you're experiencing the shift. So with that, it looks like we have a caller. Brian, I'm going to bring the caller on.
And yes, we will. It's Mel from New York. And good morning and welcome to our program.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yes. Mel.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. What can we do for you?
Well, hi. Good morning, Dr. Jen. I'm calling from New York City, and I had a question. I'm trying to think of the right words to use. I'm calling about health. Vibrations, ideas you may have about my health.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, are you talking about something that you're experiencing right now? You have a question about your.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand your question. I'm sorry. You have a question about something you're experiencing, like a symptom physically?
Yes.
Okay. Is it something brand new?
It is.
I'm sorry. That's okay. I'm trying to determine if it's brand new or something that's come back.
It's a brand new, I guess, feature to it because I've dealt with stomach issues for a long time, over 10 years in one way or another. Mm-hmm. And, I've done work with my therapist and it all roots come down to stress, because I'm a caregiver for somebody who's been chronically ill for a long time. And, dealing with the HMOs and things like that. This Monday, I was stressed beyond and went to the bathroom. And I'm not going to get graphic or being delicate, but when you go to the, bathroom number two, when you've, cleaned, there's some things you just don't want to see, because all you think about is cancer or problems or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you cleaned yourself. Okay. But because of the issues with my stomach and things like that, I'm not like 85% going, oh my God, because I'm 34 and I have some other issues with it. But I'm going to go down this road, and I'm going to sort of start investigating exactly what it was. I got appointments.
Right.
I just was nervous, and I wanted to call and see if you could pick up anything, or if you felt anything about, this new complication.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. If you have that history, obviously, Mel, you process energy. You experience life, and you process it through your digestive system. I mean, a lot of people do. If they are not outwardly expressing, it can sometimes internalize, and it affects us in our body somewhere. For you, this is what I feel, that, and I would say strongly to you, you know, pursue a the medical, make sure you're okay. But I would definitely look into the energy behind everything, because if you process that energy and find a way to release it versus it's kind of imploding on you. Does that make sense? It's an imploding versus an ex. It seems like it internalizes into your body, and we do that sometimes because we don't want to cause a problem, or, you know, if we grew up feeling like, well, we don't want to cause any conflict, we can internalize that a lot. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, if you were to work with the energy and releasing the energy regularly, because that doesn't hurt you, that's not going to hurt you. That's going to help, because you're looking for a way to move that energy out. But it would be third chakra and fourth chakra, and trusting that you can allow something out, your opinion, the way you feel about something. And that can be kind of big for you, because it is for a lot of people right now. There is so many people that are experiencing digestive things right now. If it's not that, they're feeling it in the respiratory a lot, or they get the bronchitis chronically, something like that. Mm-hmm. Because it's an expression. It's like, I want to be who I am out there without it causing all these problems. I mean, that's a big one right now. People are kind of feeling like that. For you, Mel, I feel that, have you changed the diet? Have you looked into things that may be causing it, that your body is trying to tell you it wants you to eat a different way? Because that was a hit I just got just now.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think that whenever I'm stressed and like swamped with the caregiving duties of the papers, HMO, the insurance appointments, of this, the that, test a lot. And then, like you were saying, there are like little quadrants in my life where if I go down this road, I'm going to be sort of shut down a little bit, because I can't really express in a good way what I feel could be productive in the situation, whether it be my landlord, be my brother, be my mother, be somebody out in the world. I really sort of stop short of really expressing it all, because I feel like I don't know how, without, like you said, causing problems. So then what I do is I eat. And I would say from the holidays, just before the holidays until now, it's been full steam ahead because all the stress. So I've been eating, and it's been more bread, it's been more sandwiches, more burgers, more anything, ice cream. And yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's like an emotional, it's like a stress emotional response that triggers you. And, you know, it's been interesting that this is coming up, because just last week I did it's a TV interview that won't be showing until like May, but it was about food and the energy behind our cravings. And your cravings can be something that is addictive, or it can be something that is trying to tell you to heal. And we can shift how our body is craving. So one of the biggest things you can do when your body is going through, this one's big for you, one of the things that we can do is say, okay, I hear that you want me to eat all this extra bread and all these burgers, and I don't feel like I should be eating all that, but I know that you want to do that. It's listening to our body screaming and saying, I'm not okay. So when it's doing that, it's acknowledging the energy of the communication. Like, it's trying to tell you, I am not okay with this situation or this experience, and you're making me stuff this down, like stuffing food down. It's like, you're making me stuff this down. I don't want to do this. That's your body talking to you. I'm personifying your body here just for a moment to help you see what I'm talking about, because your whole body is this big antenna, and it is trying to communicate from your higher spirit soul self what you need to know. So if we start to acknowledge it and say, okay, let me listen to you, let me hear you, not be afraid to let that out, even if it's just with you, it can help the energy move out of your body and not feel so stuffed down, because your body is then responding almost resentful, like, I don't want to carry all this stuff. I don't want to do this. And then you're having the explosive release that's not quite so pleasant in the bathroom. You see? So I'm kind of giving a quick general because of time constraints here. But I really feel, Mel, that if you start digging into the energy behind the different chakras, especially the third chakra for you, the third chakra, the third, the fourth, and the second are the ones that are really sticking out. Because the second is a creative outlet. It's a creativity to go your own path. I feel that that's been stifled in your life. Michael says he wants to be right by your side and really help you through this because this is your this is your time to just put this one down.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a lot to look forward to. I know I have to hurry up and go to break. But you're looking at second, third, and fourth chakras if you're not familiar with them. Your third chakra is your personal power. Do you have it or does somebody else? And your fourth chakra is about that love for the self. It's not just about what you're doing for everybody else to make sure they feel good. It's not forgetting about Mel.
Okay. And do you feel like I'm in jeopardy as far as health or just it's just the overeating and the pain and stuff like that?
I don't think you are. No, I don't think you are, but I think this is a big wake-up call for you to take it and listen to it. So you're going to have some mending to do.
I think so. I feel that way, yes.
Yeah, you have some mending to do.
Do you know any books?
I have to hurry up. What was that?
I was going to say, do you know of any, what about the chakra, do you know of any books, anything I could read that I can do some of that work you were talking about?
Actually, if you were to Google that, the chakra system, you will find a plethora. There is so much out there. But I have to go to break right now, Mel. If you want some more information, why don't you go to my website and write me, and I'll see if I can get some of that to you. It's at jenroyster.com, and I'll see if I can get you pointed in the right direction. But I have to go to break really quick, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. Great question that he had. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is Jen Royster. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show.
Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people and living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic today. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I want to say a big thank you for Mel calling in with that situation he has with his digestive, because I know a lot of people are experiencing that. So Mel, you're helping everybody and yourself, and we want to say thank you to that. I also wanted to say one more thing about that came to me after the break. When you are looking to work with something that your digestive is telling you, the bottom line energy of that is, I'm not processing life here. I'm not accepting life the way it is. That's one of the energies behind something with digestive. And then we have the stress, and then we have the eating, and all of these things happen and they come into it. But you're not digesting life. You're not. It's like we're not accepting life. And then we're just having a hard time moving through life as it moves through our colons. Oh, my goodness. So you see, the analogy, the body is definitely trying to tell you that. One of the best things that I have found by experience with many people and other people sharing with me, and I've even done this, is detox. Detox the physical body. Like I do detoxes daily now versus twice a year, especially detoxing the liver. But if you're already having upset, I would go, I'm speaking to everyone, I would definitely go gently and gradually go into this, because it can, you know, it can be a bit rough if you're very sensitive. So work your way into it. But look into detoxing physically and cleaning that up. It helps with the cravings of some of the things we shouldn't be eating. And then clean it up with, you know, definitely for me, I'm a believer in the non-GMO or organic. Let's get as much of the other stuff out of our food as we possibly can. And then the other thing is, now you're looking at the emotions that we might be stuffing or hiding that we're not expressing, and we're looking to detox some emotions as well. That can happen in many different ways. You can move energy out of the body through exercise or a creative outlet, journaling, you know, expressing yourself in some way, finding a way to do that. It doesn't have to be that you have to yell at somebody, but it's just finding an outlet for that energy that is cycling through and is trapped, trying to find a way out of your body. So, or out of you. So, you know, I wanted to leave you with that. That's for everybody, because I know that that was relating to a lot of people. I've had that question come up a few times on the show, and so I definitely wanted to give you that. Definitely go look into the crystal or the stone jade. You can get a small piece to carry around with you. I definitely highly recommend it. I'm actually doing that myself, because I'm finding that it is something that it's just working with the current energy right now. And I'm sharing anything and everything I can possibly that I discover with you. Look into how it can help with emotional releasing. So it's a great one for that. look into how it can help awaken you to hidden knowledge that you need to know. Okay? Look into how it's a cleansing stone for your body, a filtration. You know, help the organs eliminate. It assists in the detoxing process. This is a go-to all-purpose stone that is perfect for where we are with current energies right now. Remember, it will help you be self-sufficient, help you find your true self, which will help with a lot of the energies that cause the distress in our bodies or in our lives. We're not stressed when we're on our true path, because that's where your happiness is. And you'll know you're going in the right direction when you feel peacefulness, when you have a peacefulness that, you know, with a decision you have to make. Now, remember, Michael said also, we may have to let go of some things that we feel like we're going to miss. Ask for that support and guidance and feel the clarity in that, because I know that there's a lot of different things people are going through, big things, big decisions, and you have help right with you at all times. You have a guardian angel right there. Michael is very proactive right now, and he oversees all the guardian angels. Ask them to help you every day. Ask them to help you find a way to work, you know. Start working with them like they're a best friend, and you will find an amazing relationship that has always been there for you. And it will help open up to where you're picking up the information and the answers that they give you. Because they won't tell you what to do, but they will guide you. And you'll feel that support in a very unconditional love kind of way. Oh my goodness, what a day, what a show. I just want to say there's a lot of different symptoms you may be feeling. Let me know what's going on out there, because I'm doing a lot of work on this and I want to deliver that information to you. We have a lot that will be changing from day to day, so I have no idea what will happen from one day to the next. So I'm here with you on this journey, and we're all working together for a better way. Thank you so much for listening today. Please go check out the website. Write me over there at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We always like to hear from you. And again, thank you for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.